At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning. More kite flying in the budget. Renters are going to get more money back. So renters are in line for a double budget boost of €1,000 this year and a further €1,000 tax back as part of new plans. Fianna Fáil is pushing for a further €250 credit to be paid to renters. That's on top of the €750 renters are already entitled to this year. So adding 750 and 250, you get €1,000. And then the renter's tax credit would increase to €1,000 in 2025. So you get €1,000 a year or €2,000 in the space of 2 years, which I'm sure some renters would welcome. Although a reminder here, an awful lot of people who are renting didn't claim the renter's credit last year. So maybe they think by increasing it, more people will claim it, or the option is there for them. The Irish Independent has on its front page news about universities who will be required to phase out the use of car parking for staff and students in areas where there's a range of public transport options instead. Often these colleges and universities, the car parks are packed, very hard to get a space if you arrive late in the morning. However, the requirement under the state's public sector climate action mandate comes at a time when many students say they're forced to commute long distances due to accommodation shortages. So they can't afford to rent somewhere for college. They drive, now they won't be able to park, as well as not being able to stay on campus or close to the campus. But we have these commitments in our climate change targets. And apparently university presidents are worried about the amount of students who are commuting long distances and probably how wrecked they are as well. So we'll see how they get on with the lack of car parking spaces there. President Michael D. Higgins on a number of the front pages. He was very chatty in New York yesterday on several issues. You heard in the news there, disagreeing with the Taoiseach. Some constitutional question marks there, I'm sure. But you're a second term president, you can kind of say what you want. He's a very popular man and no politician is going to, in government, is going to criticise the president. So he was criticising housing, not the first time he's done it. And then he also revealed that he thinks that the Israeli embassy has been leaking stuff about him. The president, according to the Mail, has accused Israel of leaking a letter from him to the new leader of Iran. Michael D. Higgins published a letter. He wrote a letter to the new leader of Iran, and then that letter was leaked in the media. If you remember, some Fine Gael TDs were criticising the president's letter, and asked about the letter, Mr. Higgins urged reporters to ask where it came from. And it was kind of a bizarre exchange because President Higgins told the reporters, it's your job to find out where it came from. Then they pushed him and he alleges that it's the Israeli embassy. The Israeli embassy in Ireland is saying they're baffled by the accusation that they leaked his letter to the president of Iran. The Israeli embassy tells the Irish Daily Mail and other media that this has gone beyond absurd. We learned about it from the media and only then did we comment. But the president standing by his claim that it was leaked by the Israeli embassy. I think the president is speaking again to the media today in New York at the UN conference, so I'm sure he'll have plenty more to say. Rory McIlroy's on the front of the Irish Examiner. He really would break your heart if you're a fan of golf. This is the second time in 2 weeks or a week that he messes up, unfortunately. He says golf is really testing him at the moment. Certainly is. The main story on the front of the Examiner is that Europe's data centres, we've about 80 of them here, are increasingly being hit by cyber attacks. The bulk are coming from hostile states, according to the EU cyber experts, the EU Agency for Cybersecurity. The Irish Sun will have more on this on News Talk Breakfast, the death of Aoife Johnston. The Sun goes with it on the front page. Six face rap over Aoife death. Six are facing a disciplinary process over the hospital death of teenager Aoife Johnston. The Irish Daily Star, ex-army ranger killed in Ukraine. And then the Irish Daily Mirror, Other media naming him too. Irish soldier killed in Ukraine. A former Irish Army Ranger Wing soldier has died fighting Russian invaders in Ukraine. It has been confirmed Robert Deegan died on Thursday. He was protecting his comrades from attack. And Robert Deegan, very young man, 29, was from Newbridge in Kildare. Apparently left, he retired from the Defence Forces. And this was his second stint in Ukraine. So sad news there about that man from Newbridge. Inside the papers, very sad news from some pet charities. The Irish Examiner tells us pet owners are returning to the horrific practices of 20 years ago by dumping their unwanted animals in plastic bags. Munster Lost and Found Pet Helpline has launched an adoption campaign for the first time in 30 years because of the demand and the unprecedented numbers of cats and dogs coming to its shelter. And they say it's what we saw in the 80s of people putting their pets in plastic bags. We're going back to that. A whole range of reasons. Some people are just cruel. Some people can't bring their dogs when they're renting. They can't afford to have a dog now. Also, the ISPCA, by the way, has a campaign called Clear the Shelter, where they're trying to get homes for unwanted pets as well. A couple of vaping stories in the papers, one from the Irish Sun. Gardaí are investigating claims that free vapes were given to children at the ploughing championships. One concerned mother told how her son was handed a disposable smoking device at the big event. And what they're saying is it's understood that Gardaí received several complaints from parents on this issue of children being given vapes for some reason. And vapes were being given to children. There could, of course, be anything in them, is what one mother is worried about. Separately then, we have news about vapes from the Health Minister. It's in the Irish Times. An on-the-spot of €2,000 has been introduced for the offence of selling or causing to be sold nicotine products or nicotine inhaling products, the vapes, at events aimed at children or at events where children are present. So these are part of a wider campaign to regulate vapes in Ireland. €2,000 fine if you sell vapes to children at events. And then there's allegations of vapes being handed to children at the ploughing. I know a lot of people have these in-ear headphones now. Very few wear normal headphones anymore. But the Telegraph tells us, we know headphones are bad for your hearing. The Telegraph says that in-ear headphones are damaging hearing more than normal headphones. The smaller devices can allow more background noise to seep into the ear canal, which may lead to excessive sound reaching the eardrum. Far too many people have these headphones blaring as well. Really, really bad for your hearing. Over-ear headphones and noise-cancelling devices are key to preserving your hearing, according to scientists. And yet, everywhere you look, people have these in-ear headphones. We have another victim of shrinkflation, Pringles. It's in the Sun. Pringles munchers, as they're called, people who eat Pringles, have hit out after the tubes containing the Pringles became victims of shrinkflation. A post which popped up in an online supermarket deals group shows the cans are now way smaller. I'm sure if you're a regular buyer, you'll have noticed this, but you need the comparison. One old tube of Pringles compared to the new one, and we're told that the Pringles sour cream and onion are now in a 165 gram can rather than weighing 200 grams. However, the price is still recommended at €3.25. Loads of examples of this now where everything is getting smaller but also more expensive. And we know that Friends is celebrating 30 years. And if you consider yourself a Friends fan, you'll be interested in this survey in the Sun. A study of 2,000 fans to celebrate the 30th birthday of the show revealed some of the most iconic scenes. Number one, most iconic scene in Friends isn't what you'd expect, I think. It is when Ross gets a spray tan. In second place is one that everyone who watches Friends remembers, which is when Ross is yelling pivot as they're trying to move the furniture upstairs. In third is when the boys win the girls' apartment in a game. In fourth is Ross getting stuck in his leather trousers. And in fifth is Joey discovering Chandler and Monica's relationship. So these are the favourite moments from Friends as voted for by 2,000 fans.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. it sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.